I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The city of Monroe will be adding extra chlorine to its water next month as part of a statewide precaution against an amoeba that has killed three people in the state. The free chlorine burn will start around November 12th and last about 60 days. It's a precaution against Naegleria fileri. That's an amoeba that usually eats freshwater bacteria but can get into the brain and eat it if it gets high up in someone's nose. The amoeba killed three people in 2011 and 2013, one in DeSoto Parish and two in St. Bernard Parish. Monroe Public Works Director Tom Janway says the burn will be good for the system, removing biofilm in the water lines. Even as another poll shows the federal health care law remains highly unpopular in the state, Senator Mary Landrieu has doubled down on her support for the revamp. In the latest Senate race debate, the Democratic incumbent says while the signature initiative of President Barack Obama's administration needs adjustments, it will improve health care access. Landrieu's Republican opponents, Representative Bill Cassin and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, both are campaigning on repeal of the health law. A new ad launched Tuesday by the national conservative group Crossroads GPS described Landrieu's vote for the law as a betrayal to Louisiana. With next week's election approaching, a USA Today Suffolk University poll released this week shows 62% of Louisiana voters surveyed believe the federal health law is generally bad for the state. Sasol announces they'll move forward with plans to build an $8.1 billion ethane cracker and chemical complex near its existing Westlake facility in Calcasieu Parish. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the announcement.
Governor Bobby Jindal says this is great for Louisiana.
They'll be creating 500 direct new jobs with an average annual salary of $88,000.
Louisiana Economic Development estimates that the project will create an additional 5,000 construction jobs and nearly 2,400 indirect jobs. The South African company plans to begin construction next year. Sasol President and CEO David Constable says they are thrilled to be moving ahead with this project.
Very excited to be flying the South African flag so proudly as we expand our presence here in Louisiana.
Eric Gill reporting.
LSU fans had a lot of fun storming the field on Saturday night after the thrilling victory over an undefeated top five Ole Miss team, but crews are now working to fix the damage. Assistant sports turf manager Hunter Sexton says it wasn't nearly as bad as they thought it would be.
You know, we had probably 60,000 people on the field, and our main concern was just as long as they didn't take our goalpost from us.
LSU was fined $5,000 by the SEC for allowing its fans to rush the field. Sexton says the biggest issue was people using keys and pocket knives to cut out sections of the field as a souvenir.
Some people were actually leaning down and grabbing grass and putting it in their pockets.
Sexton says there were about a dozen spots where they needed to replace turf, but other areas were filled in with sand, just like after any other game. The KEDM weather forecast, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day today as the cold front moves through the area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low in the mid-40s.